Yeah, man, you already know what the fuck it is, man. DJ Jerry, aka the voice of the streets. Said Mixtape Trappers Radio, man. I got a special guest in the building right now, bitch. Ready to produce him, man. What's happening?
Yeah, man. Ready to produce him, man. Oh, it's a ready beat. Ready got the hardest. All that.
For the real. All them tags, bro. Dog. Niggas that heard the tags, bro. Niggas know who the fuck you is, bro.
Man, yeah, man. I got some new tags that mention my all that.
And we're going to get into all that shit, bro. But shit, dog, for the niggas that's going to pretend like they don't know who Ready is, like, let them know who Ready is. Ready to produce him.
I'm ready to produce it, man. I kind of started this barbecue, too. All that, the chicken, tax free, the motherfucking jungle, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, all that I've been going crazy.
Facts. Hell yeah, man. But you've been, like you said, you've been doing all type of shit, man. But, like, because you started off rapping, right? Like,
hell yeah.
Yeah.
I was rapping this for a little minute. Mm-hmm. But the rapping wasn't paying me, so I let everybody else do that and got to making beats. And once I got to making beats, it was on from there.
Shit, facts. But when did you, like, start taking a producer serious, though?
2016.
Yeah.
When at All Facts and All Facts with, what was that, Lil Chicken?
Yeah.
And then and All Stars with MT Twins and
Mari Boys
and All Night Flights when Lil Trey.
You did that All Night Flights. That's crazy, dog. Yeah, you got hits, bro. Hell yeah, dog. Like, but like, I know you said you started taking this serious in 2016, like, but what made you do it? I know you said it wasn't paying you, but, like, what program you was fucking with? Fruity Loops or what?
On the rapid tip, I was using Mixcraft. That shit wasn't sounding right. But once I got to making the beats and shit and got to selling the beats, Fruity Loops.
Yeah,
Fruity Loops.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, that's hard, bro. But, like, All Facts, like, how did you even get the Beat the Chicken and how you even, like, reached out to him to even get him on that motherfucker?
You know, everybody used to rap in my mama's basement, bro. Like,
yeah.
A lot of that shit came from my mama's basement, for real. All Facts. Everything I got, I came from hustling. That Lil Chicken. Yeah. All that shit came from my mama's basement, for real. So all them niggas is already fucking with me. It was like grew up child friends type shit. You feel me? So,
Because you was fucking with Cushy Chris, too, right?
Yeah, Cushy Chris, too. Yeah. We got all that. Cushy Chris, Guapo, Chapo, Looney. Everybody that got the Black Aladdin,
man. He in this motherfucker, man. He in the motherfucking building, man.
Black Aladdin was in this bitch for sure. Black Aladdin was here before everybody for real type shit.
Yeah,
Black Aladdin was in there with Crisco Escobar and shit back in the days. Hell yeah, way back in the days.
I know Black Aladdin as D-Tray, bro. Like, that's how far I know him. You know what I'm saying? Back Chef Boy R D-Tray, bro. Like, that's the nigga I know, bro.
He used to come in the studio, bro. I used to just let him record his own shit up in the studio, bro. He used to come in that bitch. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. But, like, man, like, you see how the Milwaukee music scene going right now? You see it's super turnt right now. Like, you just said, like, plenty of motherfuckers that's turning up. But, like, how hard is it, you know what I'm saying, for you to even get your hands, like, linked with certain artists? Because, you know, like, some niggas already be having their producers, or sometimes niggas don't even be wanting to fuck with nobody. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how you even get to all these motherfuckers?
All right. I ain't gonna cap. I use my resources for real. I see one of my homies cool with niggas on phone. I'm reaching out to them, huh? Send these beats over.
Yeah.
And that's what I've been doing. That's how I get, like, all of my main placements and shit.
Yeah.
And different states and shit. My homies be friends of them niggas. So send these shits over. Mm-hmm. If they don't, shit, it be a hit or miss sometime, but I took over from that motherfucker, hear me? Then they get the locking in, fucking with me for real.
Facts. Well, definitely. Yeah, yeah, because I ain't gonna lie, dog. You blessed me, bro. Like, dog, you gave me a fat package, bro. Like, I ain't even used half of them motherfuckers yet.
Man, anytime you call me, you be like, you need some bleep. I'm blessing you every time because you got the hottest shit in the streets every time you drop.
Facts. No bullshit. That's sweet, dog. Hell yeah, but, like, we already know, like, you used to be, you still signed to Ice Tub Records, or what was going on?
They family.
Yeah.
They family. Like, it was a sign type shit, but before that, it was it was all family, for real. R.P. my nigga Tizzle.
Yeah.
That's my brother.
Yeah.
it's still all family for real. So we just kept it on that. And we still be working on and off type shit. I just been doing my own thing with my city type shit. Because my city like they city. For real, like all the big faces that's over there, I got them over here type shit. So let me go ahead and over here. The Babyface Rays and the Peasies and the Rios, we got them over here. Let's get it over here real quick. They still family. We just got this bitch lit right now, for real.
Bullshit. Hell yeah, because I know you was repping IRU hard, you know what I'm saying? Like, and even Vezo has said, he said, man, Ready even attack. He said, Ready got the hardest shit to me right now.
Man, I still be repping that shit, you know, but I just got to put my city on because I know they got their own shit going on for real. So everybody be in their own lane. So I'm still building me type shit. So let me start with my city first, even though my name, family name, everywhere type shit. Let me start with my city. So I've been coming back here and just fucking with the city for real.
Facts. Well, shit, how did you even meet Vezza?
Man, using my connections, using my hand. Long live my brother Tizzle again. Tizzle put me in. That was his, you know, right hand man. So I used to be busting moves and doing what I do. But yeah.
Who that?
Hold on. I'm in an interview. All right. Alright, so, alright,
well,
yeah.
Talk about
now, me, Vezza. I used to be busting moves and shit, and, you know, niggas start rapping on. Matter of fact, I caught a placement with Babyface Ray. Caught a placement with Babyface Ray, and it was somebody else. Babyface Ray, Guapo, Chapo, and Looney. And then I caught a placement with the Free Grams, and then it was Lil Trey, I don't know. My shit was playing in the club, but nigga said he already heard about me type shit. Like, shit, I'm finna sign you. He like, you family, I'm finna sign you type shit. And I'm like, all right.
That's crazy.
Hell yeah.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, because I know is that how you got linked in with Action, too? Because, like, even though I know Action Milwaukee, but I'm just saying Action, like, he was fucking with
Lil Heart. Action was with me in all right. The little Action, I linked him in.
Yeah, I linked him in.
See, I was a part of a lot of shit getting pulled from out of. And little the niggas know, I was a lot of pull in the city. So when niggas was getting snatched up, it was because of me, because I was in the studio with niggas. So I told him, like, Lil Action, my nigga, like, you feel me? Like, Lil Action was like, I'm trying to buy a feature. Vez told me a price. He was like, I don't matter what it is. He was like, I'm finna come out there right now. That nigga drove, bro. Like, I don't know how many hours it was, bro. He called me early in the day, and he ended up in that bitch late at night. Vez had a show, and he met us in the city where Vez had a show up.
Damn. Well, y'all was in the D, right?
We was in the D. We ended up driving to Flint.
Okay.
And then it been up ever since then, for real, with him and Vez, for real.
That's crazy, though. I didn't even know that shit. You linked that up, bro.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's hard.
It's a couple more people I linked up to. I ain't gonna mention them.
You might as well mention that shit, though.
I put some plays together, major plays. Okay. Like, they still working.
Okay. Hell yeah, but shit, like, we already know Action, you know what I'm saying? He locked down Free Action, man, Free Acto. But, like, how do you, like, what impact you think he'll have right now with the city being the way it is? If he was
since
out here.
Since he was one of the major top rappers coming up, I think he'd be more I think Lil Action be turned. I ain't gonna cap. Even though they had their own shit going on with the inner city, I don't know what the fuck going on with that, but shit, I think Lil Action be turned. He got his own little way, so. Yeah. And then he got to fucking with the major players type shit. He would have been gone for real. Yeah, he wouldn't have been here.
Yeah, he definitely would have, man. Free Acto, man.
Free Acto. Hey, y'all did that, the song in Texas off my beat. That was that 1056. That motherfucker go crazy.
Bro, that shit was so fucking hard, dog. Like, see, I had told, because we was already planning on doing an interview, like, in Houston and shit. But I had some other beats from my nigga VX. Like, I had some beats from my nigga VX.
Shout out VX.
Yeah, shout out VX. But, like, I ain't gonna lie, like, Action was just... He was skipping them, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was just like, oh, go to play another one, play another one, play another one. And then, like, I played, like, the fifth one. He was like, bro, I already got some shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? He said, man, I got some shit from Radio already. I was like, all right, play it. And then that 1056 in Houston, he had like the Max, you can't catch these. Like, he only had like two or three bars on there. And then, like, I just heard, I was like, nah, we doing that. I said, load this shit up, bro. I said, we doing this one. I said, we doing this one. I said, I don't want to hear shit else. Put this on, bro. And that shit came out crazy. Like, we did the video, all that shit that the next day. We did the song that night, but then we did the video the next day.
Bro, that shit was so hard. I'm like, I made that in Texas, though, in his room, bro. In all Texas. The room upstairs? Yeah, bro. I made that shit in there, bro. Like, I came out to Texas and shit. He, like, pull up on me. We in that bitch working, bro. He, like, I fuck with that drop right there, like, all them drops that you put in that bitch, that's gonna be my new style type shit, like, ooh. And next thing you know, he dropped a song with you, he sent it to me, I'm like, bro, this motherfucker cold, bro, this bitch banging. Like,
and you know what's funny, dog, a lot of niggas don't know, me, Action, and Fat Fat recorded the song, like, we was recording each other type shit, like, we just all in the studio, dog. He was... Fat Fat start recording, I start recording Action record me, like, we, that shit, it was fun as a bitch, bro, I ain't gonna lie. Hell yeah, but shit, like, what's good with the Mansion Mob shit, like, cause that's like some new shit going on with you and your people, right?
Man, I ain't gonna cap, I think we got probably like 60% of the city for real, like, all the shit that niggas been dropping, like, Chicken, Moolah Mars, like, Jungle Baby.
Yeah.
Big Steph. We got Jungle Baby in the building.
Man, shout out Jungle Baby. Hey, come on, man. What's going on? Pull up. Pull up. Pull up. Hey, go stand by ready. Stand by ready. Stand by ready. Stand by ready, Jungle Baby. Stand by ready.
That's my little cousin. That's my baby cousin, for real. If y'all don't know, that's my blood cousin, for real.
What? That's my... Yeah. I don't know why you gonna see Jungle Face everywhere when it come to that shit. Bro, in the biggest house on the block.
We the biggest house on the block. It's matching my biggest house on the block. A lot of the producers from here ain't here from this country. We got Russia, Ukraine,
yeah,
like everywhere around the world for real. But you got all our main superstars from the city on that shit. Like, you hear Mansion Mob, Grabba, Only One, Flip, Mazo. You feel me? It's plenty of us, like 19 of us. You feel me? But Flip, everybody, like, everybody going crazy for real. So I'm glad I'll be a part of that. And one of the hubs out that shit that's going crazy for real.
Yeah.
We got the world. We got, honestly, bro, if I tell you, believe it or not, we got the world, bro. We got Detroit. We got Milwaukee, bro. We got Cali. We got New York, bro. We got Chicago, bro. We got Russia, bro. We got Ukraine, bro. We got motherfuckers in New England, bro. We got the world. It's Mansion Mob, bro. And yeah, we going crazy. No gas, no brakes, bro. While we sleep, while niggas sleep at like 11, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock at night, bro, them niggas just not getting up and be on Discord, bro, cooking up. I wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning, bro. They up. They up there cooking.
Yeah.
So we going crazy, bro. Like, that's why it's Mansion Mob, bro.
Yeah, I can't wait, though. Y'all got big shit coming. Yeah, man, when Jungle Baby dropping, bro? Like, fuck all that. Man, bro, I'm waiting for Jungle Baby to drop, bro. We need interview. We need all that shit, bro. When Jungle Baby dropping, bro? I'm waiting, bro. Patiently, dog. Hey,
so, matter of fact, we got to do a DJ Jerry song, and we going to have you host that bitch. We got to, before the tape drop, she got plenty big features on her shit, though. Like,
too. I got tape on the way.
Bro, she got...
I ain't
going to
lie, I got big, major artists on the tape. Major. I'm talking about Tay B.
Yeah.
I got... Damn.
They don't tell these niggas. Don't tell these niggas too much. Don't tell these niggas too much. They going to see.
And they know. Hey, bro, she got... Y'all be seeing, I ain't going to lie. Well, y'all be seeing me, like, on the net, and y'all be seeing me going at it with these big rappers. I don't really be going at it with them. They're my people. We doing publicity stunts. That's how Locked In Jungle is. I do publicity stunts on my granny.
Of course.
And I fuck with me, and I just started rapping again in February. And every beat I ever used was a ready beat.
Bullshit. So I'm ready, man.
Hell yeah.
I'm ready. Man, Jungle Baby, man, next time I'm see you, though, you going to be at this motherfucker, right? You going to fuck with me?
Like, I'm going to be standing on this.
DJ Jerry.
Jungle Baby, man. She gonna pull up soon, man. We gonna get her ass over here, dog, for sure.
Hell yeah.
But shit, that's just crazy how, like, even, like you seeing what you see, like, even with the Milwaukee shit, period, like, not talking down on no specific person, but like, what do you think just producers, period, like doing wrong right now?
Not standing on they business for real. Like, I always get a lot of black backlash because niggas feel like I be going hard on an artist with prices or anything, but little or not, I charge the lowest price of anything. My producer friends out of town laugh at me how I'm play. Bro, they told me I'm charging them racks for beats, bro, but you feel me? I guess niggas don't look at me like I'm Zaytoven. They look at me like, you like my nigga, bro. You feel me? But you just got to stand on your prices. You feel me? Know your business. Get your Discord. Get your ASCAP or your BMI. Get your Song Trust. Get all that shit handled and build your revenue. Find you an artist.
Yeah.
You going to have to find you an artist. And you ain't got to wave ride and go get to send a major artist show beats, because 9 times out of 10 he ain't gonna get that because he probably in the studio with other producers already. Find you an artist and go crazy.
That's it, bro. Hey,
I'm already ready artist, so don't even be thinking you the artist.
Man, every beat that pop
out, my niggas gonna say, I'm ready artist now,
like, it lasts like 4 weeks, bro. Every beat that pop out, it been artists in the jungle.
Yeah.
Pay, Chicken, yeah. Steph, motherfucking Moolah Mar, bro. Like, you feel me? Like, everything that get cooked up, that shit be gone already. So I really don't be having shit to sell. Niggas be like, send samples. I don't make no samples, bro. Like, yeah. You know I got the name in the city, folks. Like, send that paper. I'm finna make you a beat and send it back to you.
Mm-hmm. Fact, it's gonna be fresh shit and for the artist type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So everything been getting cooked up fresh. I know back in the days I used to be re-rocking shit.
Yeah.
But niggas didn't used to pay for that shit. So it's like YouTube beats anyways. Niggas ain't used to pay for that shit.
Yeah, because that's what I was about to say too. Like, not recently, but like probably like a year or two ago, some people, they be like, oh man, ready done, you know what I'm saying? I done rapped on the shit, did this. Now another motherfucker got it now. Like,
niggas weren't paying for that shit, bro. Niggas was getting them bitches and anything, bro. Niggas was paying like $50 for them motherfuckers and get a 10 pack and try to use the other ones and get the dropping and say, I use that. Like, yeah, niggas used to be getting over, bro.
I used to go broke. Fucking with that. Hey, man, hey, I need this. Ain't nobody else get this one.
Yeah.
My thing about my nigga Ready, if he fuck with you, he ain't gonna never be.
Right.
A lot of shit, like a lot of hits that used to go on in the city type shit, I've been done sent the pack out and that shit go viral, but not knowing like other niggas got the same pack type shit, and once they hear the hit in the city, they get trying to drop off the same beat and shit like.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro. But shit, like, of course we know Jungle Baby and Pape, you know what I'm saying, but like, who you think that artist that can, you know what I'm saying, like, really take Milwaukee and be like, man, dog ass can blow, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not on the radar, but, like, damn, they're coming up.
My nigga Manny Fresh go crazy. Manny Fresh go crazy. Jungle Pape, Manny Fresh. Them the three people that's going crazy, like, on the rise, making numbers right now, like, hold on, I probably forget. I'm forgetting somebody. It's been a kick in my head, but
yeah.
My bad. I'm fine.
Say niggas chop. Shit, you can't think of everybody.
Oh yeah, right now though, I ain't gonna cap it. Right now, yeah. Manny,
yeah.
Pape, and Jungle,
yeah.
They making noise right now. That's motherfuckers the new wave. Hit me from different states talking about them type of beats. Like,
mm-hmm.
I want a Jungle type beat. I want a Pape type beat. I want a Manny type beat. Like, really? Once people start hitting, of course, they be like, I want a Chicken type beat, Steph type beat. But the three new names, that's, yeah.
Them three. Yeah, I feel like they the new wave too, bro. Like, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, they're going to take the Milwaukee shit to the next level, bro. Like, it's going to be even more artists, bro. Watch what I tell you.
Niggas just be coming. Only way niggas coming up anywhere, not just ours, you gotta come with your own new stuff. Funny Money.
Yeah, Funny. Hell yeah. What? Yeah, Funny Money.
Funny
yeah,
my
yeah,
nigga.
Yeah, Funny Money. What? Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Funny, my nigga.
Yeah, he be going crazy.
Get that shit on there. Nigga, let me regroup this shit real quick, nigga. Hold on. And Funny Money, Jungle Pape, nigga.
C
the legend.
Yeah, he got it already. C got it
already.
That's
my brother, nigga. That's C the legend, my nigga.
Yeah, C got it.
All
right, already.
Let me just regroup all this shit, my nigga. Steph, Big C, Moolah Mar, Chicken, Funny Money, nigga. Jungle Baby, motherfucking Chicken, motherfucking, Pate. Pate, motherfucking,
Y'all Yana too, yeah, Yana too, yeah.
Yana? Yeah. I don't fuck now, that shit. Yana, motherfucking, damn. Who I just said? Manny Fresh?
Yeah.
Motherfucking, the whole city, hold on, the name's popping in my head right now, nigga.
He said, what? Get nobody, no, nah,
Big C, nigga. I don't fuck no grade. Larry Bird. And Bird.
Bird got what? It already. He got it already, bro. Bird
and
got it.
What? Lil P, that be with Chicken. I'm fuck no. Go crazy. Yeah,
Yeah, his ass, he could drop something, bro. He could
Steph,
drop and pop.
Nigga,
yeah.
We going crazy, nigga. My brother Eli East finna come home, nigga, in a couple days. What?
Yeah, that shit gonna go crazy, bro. I forgot about Eli East, bro. He must have been knocked for like a couple years or something.
Yeah,
three.
That's my little brother.
Bullshit. Hey, dog, who you want to shout out before we get out this motherfucker?
Everybody. Whole city. I ain't going to cap. I can't name everybody. I love my mama. DJ Jerry.
Bullshit.
Good looking for having me in that bitch. Shit, we got to keep on going. Dropping hits, you know. And keep on collaborating. You could be like DJ Khaled in this bitch for real, bro. Like, you gotta keep on doing what you doing. For real, like, man to man type shit.
Hell
keep
yeah.
on doing it. You dropping them hits, foot on the gas. I ain't had my foot off the brake on the brake yet. I've been in the studio 24 hours every day, my nigga, like, going crazy.
You gotta be, dog. That's how you gotta be, especially. Like, you relentless, brother. Like, that's why I be telling niggas, like, you gotta be relentless if you really want this shit, bro. You just gotta say, fuck it, man. I'm going all in.
Ever since my brother Tizzle died, fuck, so I'm like, you feel me? I ain't really had nobody just with them resources that I had type shit. So, I had to just take over what I felt that he'd be doing type shit. And I went crazy with that shit, bro. And I'm standing on it. I'm gone.
Facts. You already know what the fuck it is, man. DJ Jerry, aka the voice of the streets. It's the motherfucking Mixer Trappers Radio, man. Ready the producer. What's happening?
Let's get it, man. Oh, it's a ready beat. What?